the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning. Trust you had a wonderful night. Yeah, I'm Emmanuel Abba Great again, reaching you on our current topic, which is calling, our own calling. And yesterday we spoke about the talent, which I'm going to build a little more on today. But first of all, I want us to look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Chapter 1, verse 26, at the beginning, where the Bible say, God decided to make man, and that was from verse 26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. And verse 28, he said, and God blessed them. The word blessed, I want to look at it as empowered. And God empowered them. Now, what does this mean? Coming back to our text in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, where we read yesterday about the talent, you understand that he gave to every one of them according to their various abilities. So seated within you is abilities that you don't know about. Now, with these abilities, God has already given you all that you need to be whatever you need to be. These abilities differ from one person to the other. I watch with amazement the kind of talent some people have. I watch with amazement the kind of gift some people are carrying on the inside of them. You know, and the Bible said the gift of a man make a way for him and bring him before great men. Now, there's something about the gift God put in you that with that, you don't need any other thing. You don't need anybody to become what you need to be. The only thing is that your gifts need polishing. Your gifts need to be discovered. And when you discover it, you need to apply it. And in the midst of that, God will bring people into your life to be able to bring in the added gift to polish it, just like gold. When gold is mined, you cannot just pick gold and just take it to the market straight. No. You have to refine it. You have to make it, polish it, you know, refine it. Even though the process is not that easy, but at the end of the day, it becomes something that people will value. Now, so God put abilities on the inside of us. And so when he gave the talent to this servant, the Bible say, the one that received five went and traded and made five more. The one that received two went and traded and made two more. But the one that received one despised what he received. And I think a whole lot of people in the body of Christ are at this level. He said, when he came to the master, he said, I know that you are such a hard man trying to reap where you did not sow. If you truly, truly walk with God, sometimes you think what this man is saying is true. It could be true in the eyes of men, but it's not the truth. Because God has already sowed his empowerment within us. He has already put his blessing in us, which, like I said, is empowerment. Now it's us, it's for now for us to now respond to our abilities, which is responsibility. When you begin to respond to your ability, what happens is that your ability will begin to speak. Let's take, for example, David. David was skillful in playing of instrument, musical instrument. And while he was with his father's flock in the wilderness, he'll be playing for pleasure. And people were seeing him playing this thing. So what happened? When there was a need in the palace, because Saul was running mad, and every now and then he needs something to suit him up so that he'll calm his spirit. Somebody now suggested that they look for somebody who is skillful in playing instruments. And there was somebody there that recommended and said, I know a young boy, a certain son of Jesse. He plays wonderfully. Now, that was the gift of David that eventually took him from taking care of the sheep to the presence of the king. That's why the Bible says the gift of a man will make a way for him and lead him before great men. All that you need, the job you need, everything you need is right within you. If you can begin to respond to the ability that is within you, it will begin to answer to you. Now, another person that I would like to make a reference to is Joseph. Joseph had a gift. He had the ability to interpret dreams. Even when the road he treaded upon was very bumpy, very, very bumpy, full of troubles, at the end of the day, it was the same gift that lifted him out of the prison and made him a prime minister. There are a lot of people sitting with gifts. Whenever you write your CV and you go out there looking for somebody to hire you, what exactly you're doing is that you are trying to hire out your gift. You are hiring out your gift for somebody to pay you on your gift. But that gift is given to you to make profit. That gift is given to you to be somebody that doesn't need to rely on anybody to be who you are. The gift is resident in you. And that is one of the things God is going to use to fill up his kingdom. And as his kingdom is being filled, you will be taken care of. Everything that is within you is enough to take you to that place that you desire. The only thing is that many people, just like this man that received one talent, many people are at that level. They despise the gift. They think, okay, if only they can do this, do that. Yes, then maybe they can make it. I've come to realize that it's not how many gifts you have that makes for success. Have you heard the saying that jack of all trade is a master of none? I found myself at that particular level at a point in time. I could do so many things. I write, I sing, you know, I do so many things that when you ask me what is my niche, I find it difficult to define what my niche is, was, because now I know. So there was a time in 2004, I happened to be in Cape Town for a training with a school called African Leadership Institute for Community Transformation. And there was a man that came and picked me from the camp. He just liked me, and then he took me to his house just for the weekend. He resides in Cape Town. He took me to his house for the weekend. And when we went to the house, a woman visited him, and he introduced me to the woman. And the woman looked at me, and immediately she began to prophesy on me. She told me, Emmanuel, God told me to tell you that he has made you like the hub of a wheel. Like the hub of a wheel, that so many spokes are going to issue out of you. But don't try to be any of the spokes. Rather, stay as the hub. Now, that took me almost 4 years after to understand what exactly God was trying to say through her. I spent time in prayer. I meditated on it until one day it came very clear to me that that hub is a trainer. I am called to be a trainer, one who be kingmakers. God has put me there to raise men. And it's what God has put in me that will help them to discover themselves so that they can be the best of themselves. So my calling majorly is just to raise entire army for God. Even though I could do all these other things, but that is not principally me. What I find delight most in is to see somebody else become the best of himself. Is to see somebody else discover himself. Is to see somebody else fulfilling his ministry. And I'm telling you, when it comes to helping somebody else discover himself, I can give my whole life. I find delight in it. When it comes to teaching, I find delight in it. So I used to tell my wife that I am not a king. I'm like a kingmaker. I'm like the man behind the scene that is trying to help every other person else to discover themselves. That's why there's this scripture I love so much. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Whenever I see somebody who is not interested in knowledge, I don't know. There's a way I feel on the inside because I know the key to discovering who you're supposed to be and to be what God wants you to be is hidden in knowledge. Proverbs 13 verse 13, he said that he that despises knowledge shall be destroyed. He that despises the word shall be destroyed. So what am I trying to say here? Begin to discover your abilities, and you discover that the things you can do, so many other people cannot do it. So many other people out there cannot do it. Remember the testimony of the oil that God told me, what is your oil? Your own too can begin to feed many. Your own too can be put into use, and you see a whole lot of things happening out of it. I thank God for today, and I believe that as we go out there to begin to, as you go in to your inner chamber to begin to meditate on the abilities that God has put on the inside of you, you discover that so much has been invested in you. And so many people have come into your life to help you refine it. We are all on the journey. Never be ashamed to learn. Never be ashamed to hear other people talk, you know. But most importantly, what is God saying to you? Because he's your creator. And he'll bring people around you to also help you refine your gift, you know, and make it work. The Lord bless you and make your day fruitful. Thank you. See you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365. Or visit us on www.uppergreatworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.